Two people accused of a bizarre and shocking crime go on trial in California today. Marjorie Noller and Robert Noel are charged in the death of a San Francisco woman, Diane Whipple, who was mauled to death by two dogs last year. The couple was keeping the dogs for a convicted felon who belonged to a white supremacist prison gang. Jackson Vanderbecken of the San Francisco Chronicle is covering the trial. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
You're in Los Angeles. Why has the trial been moved there?
Well, there was a considerable amount of publicity. You know, it continues to this day in San Francisco, and people have had a tremendous reaction to it. So I think that they thought that moving it to L.A. would help. They might find some people who hadn't heard of this case, which I don't think they were going to find up in San Francisco.
Noller is charged with second-degree murder, Noel with manslaughter. What does the prosecution have to prove to make those charges stick?
They have to prove that Marjorie knew that the dogs were dangerous to humans and that she failed to control them, or at least knowingly taking the dog out of the apartment, knowing that its propensity was violent, that was inherently a dangerous act.
And then Noel?
He is under manslaughter. It's a lesser standard. It's basically that his failure to act, they figured a manslaughter. Grand jury indicted him for that, for just basically his negligence in keeping these dogs in an urban setting.
And what will the defense argue about why this couple kept these dogs in an apartment building?
Well, I think that they're going to argue that they rescued these dogs. Both these dogs were not saleable, they weren't breedable, and that this couple took pity on these dogs, which could have been destroyed. Now, they don't deny that the inmates had a plan to breed and sell dogs, and that these were going to be big dogs, 120 or so pounds, and they were surely outweighed Marjorie. And they basically, even by her own account, they pulled her down the hallway. So she was unable to control Bane. That's the dog that was the spearhead of the attack. She was unable to control Bane, even though she had him, the dog, on a leash.
Well, the prosecution has said it will call dozens and dozens of witnesses. What's the range there? Who are we going to hear from?
Well, it's going to start off with Janet Coombs, this woman who lived in a trailer up in the northernmost part of the state, not far from where the prison was that housed these two inmates, Paul Cornfed Schneider and Dale Bretches. They dreamed of raising dogs vicariously through others, and they wanted to create a website which they called Dog of War, and Janet was going to be the person who they used to raise these dogs. But the scheme went awry when Janet ran out of money, and Janet didn't get the money that she needed to feed the dogs. The dogs then started to go run amok on her property. They ate her livestock. They slammed the door on her trailer. And she is going to tell, presumably, if the prosecutors can meet the burden of admissibility, she will tell that the inmates were not satisfied. She was not making the dogs tough enough. She met with Schneider in custody repeatedly. He relished in the attacks that these dogs were responsible for. And when we talked to him in custody, he said that he didn't want to raise sissy dogs.
Jackson Vanderbecken of the San Francisco Chronicle, thanks so much.